If you're not related or sleeping with somebody, it's probably not going to happen. If you have my number right now on your phone, delete it. Because don't call me, don't think about texting me, don't show up at my door when you need to go to the airport. Okay? I am sick and tired of being the designated driver to LAX. Now, LAX is a different kind of place. It's not like an airport that is where I'm from in Kansas City, Missouri. You pull up, you let them out, you drive off. That situation happened in 2.5 seconds, right? You go to LAX, it's your day. You need to get your snacks in the car. You need to make sure you have a little something to drink. When you arrive, make sure you idle a bit, right? Because you're going to be sitting there for a good 35 minutes. I'm tired. But here's the thing. So a lot of my friends actually asked me to take them to the airport, vice versa. And I always say yes, because I understand the struggle of getting to that airport. Now, if you're like, oh my God, he's being so dramatic. Oh, what the hell's happening right now? If you don't know what LAX is, then you literally can't compare. Shout out to all my people in Omaha right now listening or watching. It's not the same thing, okay? So it is a whole experience and it is stressful. But when my friends ask me, I make sure I say yes, because I know that it is a task. It's also going to cost you maybe $300 to arrive at the airport. And I'm like, why? Why? Like, you know, I'm not doing nothing. Sure, let's go. Let's see what's happening. And I randomly, here's the thing. Sidebar, I just went to the bathroom and I didn't wash my hands when I left the bathroom. And I had this little small thought. I was like, honestly, if I just got out of the shower, which I did, the cleanest thing on me right now is probably, you know what I'm saying? And so, well, I gotta wash my hands after. I feel like when people are out and about, they should probably wash their hands before they touch themselves. Anyways, but yeah, the airport. It's a stressful place to be. And a lot of my friends, you know, they ask me whatever, but I asked my homegirl to take me to the airport one time. And she basically was like, I'm not taking you to the airport. We ain't fucking. And I was like, oh, I didn't, like, it's really a deal here. Like, if you're not related or sleeping with somebody, it's probably not gonna happen. And so I think going into this new quarter, I'm off limits. Don't call me if you coming in town for the holiday season. Don't call me if you leave in town for the holiday season. I'm gonna be right here on this couch talking to y'all. And it's just really, 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 really a lot. And so I hope I don't put my foot in my mouth, because I do have about 3 flights to catch in the next couple of weeks. And I'm going to need somebody to take me to the airport. So with that being said, I love all of y'all. Okay. And hit me up right before you delete my number. But it is a very, 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 very interesting. But I prefer not to be at LAX. If you ever lived out here and you've experienced the Burbank Airport, way better airport to be at. It's a great time. Everybody's nice. You get in, you get out. But LAX, it's like going there intentionally. Sometimes I ask myself the question, are you smoking dick? Because it's a lot. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks so much for checking out this pod post. If you like this one, be sure to share, follow, subscribe, comment. I don't know where the buttons are, but do all that fun stuff. And then be sure to join me right here for the next episode. All right? I'm your boy, Archie J, and thanks for joining me today.